CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Shir Zhejiang, a Chinese billionaire magnate currently detained by the Thai authorities on multiple fraud charges and who is awaiting extradition back to China, gave an interview with the Vision Times in which he alleged that Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative investment scheme was being used as a cover for widespread illegal activity.
在泰国等待被引渡的佘志江指控中共“一带一路”涉诈骗。因涉嫌多项欺诈罪而被泰国警方拘留的佘志江目前在等待被引渡回大陆。近日，佘志江通过其代言人告诉看中国，东南亚这些国家的灰色产业都和中共“一带一路”项目有关系，所有的东南亚电信诈骗产业都是一带一路项目的附带产业。
Communist Party-run media claim Shi Zhejiang is the mastermind behind the KK Park fraud syndicate based in Southeast Asia. This fraud syndicate has recently gained notoriety for its slew of phone scams and kidnappings. Meanwhile, Shi Zhejiang claims that he has been set up as a convenient scapegoat for a much larger criminal enterprise that is intertwined with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, itself.
中共控制的媒体称，佘志江是以东南亚为基地的 KK 园区诈骗集团的幕后策划者。这个诈骗集团最近因一系列电话诈骗和绑架案而臭名昭著。佘志江则称，自己被陷害成了一个更大的犯罪集团的替罪羊。而这个犯罪集团与中共本身有着密切的联系。
In addition, Shi Zhejiang, who delivered his remarks to Vision Times via another inmate speaking by phone from the prison, says that he has been the target of two assassination attempts since June 2023.
佘志江的代言人是关在监狱里的一名犯人。他通过监狱的电话告诉看中国记者，今年六月以来，佘志江已两次躲过中共暗杀。
Shi Zhejiang has been jailed since August 2022 after being arrested by the Thai police following a decade on the run from communist Chinese authorities, who convicted Shi Zhejiang of human trafficking, extortion, and cyber scams in mainland China, which is his homeland.
佘志江去年八月被泰国警方抓捕以来一直被监禁。2014年，佘志江涉嫌贩卖人口、敲诈、网络诈骗而被中共通缉。他后来逃到缅甸。
According to Shi Zhejiang, the CCP uses the Belt and Road Initiative BRI projects as a conduit for Southeast Asia telecom scams.The collusion helps Beijing maintain relationships between party officials and their intermediaries and local politicians, businessmen, or crime bosses.
佘志江的代言人称，中共利用“一带一路”项目作为东南亚电信诈骗的渠道，这种勾结有助于中共维持党政官员与当地政客、商人或犯罪头目之间的关系。
According to Radio Free Asia, Shi Zhejiang had once been valued collaborator with the Chinese authorities and was put in touch with state security police in 2017 in the southern island province of Hainan and given a handler to provide intelligence for Beijing. Shi Zhejiang ran afoul of Beijing after he grew extremely powerful in Mayawati and wanted to run the Asia-Pacific city complex in Shui Koko Special Economic Zone as his personal fiefdom, something that the Chinese Communist Party couldn't countenance owing to the strategic importance of the area, which is close to the border with Thailand.
据自由亚洲电台报道，佘志江曾是中共的重要合作者。2017年，他被海南国安招募，海南国安还给佘志江配备了专门的联络员。佘志江在妙瓦底的势力极度扩大后，触怒了中共，他想把位于瑞谷经济特区的亚太城作为自己的个人领地来经营。但由于该地区靠近泰国边境，具有重要的战略意义，中共无法容忍。
Prior to becoming a fugitive, Shi Zhejiang was a prominent figure in the context of the BRI project. Shi Zhejiang formerly served as the chairman of the board of directors for Asia Pacific International Holdings Group and held honorary chairmanship or founding chairmanship titles for 11 China-linked organizations.
在2021年中共红色通缉令发布之前，佘志江是一带一路项目中的重要人物。他曾担任亚太国际控股集团董事局主席，并担任11家中资机构的名誉主席或创始主席。
Shi Zhejiang told Vision Times via an inmate that the accusations levied against him by the Chinese authorities are bogus, and that KK Park located in Myanmar is instead run by Chinese individuals with close ties to the Communist Party. KK Park is affiliated with Burmese militias and criminal gangs, particularly those of the Hwa ethnicity,whose home region is host to a CCP-backed rebel government.
佘志江的代言人说，中共对他的指控是虚假的。位于缅甸的 KK 园区是由与中共关系密切的中国人经营的。KK 园区与当地武装和犯罪团伙，尤其是佤族犯罪团伙有关联，而佤族的家乡正是中共支持的叛乱政府的所在地。
KK Park and similar locations in Southeast Asia run by CCP-affiliated syndicates are known for inciting unwitting individuals, mostly from mainland China, into working for them. The workers are then essentially abducted and used as slaves to maintain the scam industry.
KK 园区和东南亚由中共下属集团经营的类似场所以招工方式诱骗不知情的人为其工作，这些人大多来自中国大陆，这些工人实质上属于被绑架状态，他们被当作奴工来维持诈骗行业。
This is a public service announcement.
Open your eyes. Open your ears. Open your mind. Bike lanes are becoming more and more common. Motorists need to share the road with cyclists. So check your mirrors, check your blind spots, and pay attention. Stay road safe. Stay alive.
Giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you white beard and also named as his true name is Alan Curtis Edgar. And the song is called Sometimes, which is from the album titled Plaid is Black, is New Black. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1FM 电台的 The Chen Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐几首来自加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑里面的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Alan Curtis Edgar 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Sometimes。Music piece is called Reflections, which is from the album titled Morning Night, and it's produced by Dana Manning. For more information, you can visit www.danamanning.com.下面请大家欣赏来自 Dana Manning 以及他的团队演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Reflections。 Next is a music piece by Jim Barnett and McKeek. And it's called Sky High, which is from the album titled On Firm Ground, released in 2019。下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Jim Barnett 和 McKeek 团队演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Sky High， 希望您喜欢。
Thank you. 想象的那样悲戚。每当春风吹过，树叶在枝头绿呀绿，夏天刚刚开始，蝉翼在树上谱着歌曲。世界不像你想象的那样悲戚，秋天使人接近，黄叶儿飘呀落满地，冬天寒风吹得紧，没冬天怎知道春天美丽。像你那样悲戚，悲戚，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦
啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦The Mystery of Life, and it was vocal by 旅行者, and here comes the last song of today's music segment of La Chen Show, and it's a song called 四季歌, which means a song for four seasons, and vocal by...陈淑华, and I heard she want to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由旅行者演唱的歌曲《生命来得巧》。今天要推荐给大家最后一首歌曲是由陈淑华演唱的《四季歌》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末快乐，我们下个星期六再在空中相会。
桃花儿开，何处寻得 马克枫叶红，哈几片相思马几给侬。
是90.1 FM。来自于 Bernardy Lantern 的 CJSF 电台。